And it's sad how few Christians show any of that. Some people, I just had a guy friend request me on Facebook, and you know, I didn't know who he was. I recognized the name, but it turns out I just know somebody else with that name. But I was going through, and I'm scrolling through his feed, and literally everything on his feed was just condemnation. I'm just seeing this guy is another one of these just kind of psycho nut jobs that just hates everything. I don't like seeing that. I don't like being around people like that, you know. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not accepting that. I don't want to see this stuff. I don't want to be associated with this kind of person. And there's a lot of people that are out there, such a hateful attitude. And I've talked to people this way. They have such a hateful attitude. They're always so negative. They're always so nasty. They have no care. They have no love for anyone. Folks, that is not of God. That is not what we expect to see. You don't expect to see a brother in Christ attacking another brother in Christ and just being vicious and trying to destroy them. You expect that from Cain. You expect that from them, but you don't expect that from a child of God. And so when someone claims to be that child of God, but you don't see any characteristics, you know, no, there's a problem. I don't want people from Steadfast, okay? Just, we did have the conversation, and he brought up that he didn't like me calling his church members Kool-Aid drinkers. Here, what do you think a Kool-Aid drinker is? And he said, I think it's somebody that moves to Guyana and drinks poison Kool-Aid and all that stuff.
So they
remind me of the type of people who would move to Guyana,
Tommy,
and drink poison Kool-Aid. It's the same. I've literally heard Christians, when they get called out for being hateful, start talking about how loving they are because they love their family, because they love their friends, because they love their church. Yeah, that's pretty normal. The publicans love each other too. You know, you're not impressing anybody with that. It's the loving your enemies. Now that's more like Christ. And I know I'm not even going to preach on that because I'm not a big fan of that subject, but it is Bible. Okay, it is Bible and it is what we're supposed to do. It's right. I'd rather talk about imprecatory prayers too and how we can up our game there and take out some people. But I don't really know that that's the way to go.